Good morning. I see, Baruch Hashem, some of the children decided to come to this shir. I have to be a little bit more careful then. The past few weeks, we've been discussing about mekach u'memkar, extortion and duress. When a person was, when a sale took place, but it was against the seller's ratzon. He was forced into it. And we went through that in many cases the deal is not a good deal because there was no rotzing. Today we're going to start discussing the halachos of pu'utzos of ketanim. When a deal is done, there's a sale, there's a present that's given, but one of the parties lacks das. He's a katan, a ketana, who's not considered a bar das, similar to a shaita. And therefore, we're going to see there are many gedarim or parameters what a child could do and what a child can't do. Now, me'ikar hadin midaraisa, a katan or a ketana cannot buy or sell anything. Once they become a gadol, once a gedola, at that point their actions are all valid and everything would be kind. At what point does a person become a gadol? So, that's easy. Bar mitzvah, right? 13 years old for a boy, 12 years old for a girl. They now become a gadol, and what they do is kayim. The truth is, it's not really quite as simple. A bar mitzvah, a bachur only becomes a gadol when they have simonim. They have to show the physical signs of maturity. You need two hairs in the zaken atachtoin. And at that point, you become a gadol. Now, for most of us, we think of a bar mitzvah when you became 13 years old. I never got an invitation to a bar mitzvah saying that the bar mitzvah will probably be Wednesday night, but we'll let you know based on the simonim. And the reason for that is, there's a chazaka d'rabba. There's a presumption that if someone is 13 years old, then presumably they have the simonim, they are considered a gadol. However, this chazaka is limited. When it comes to davening for the amud, when it's a shayla of a d'rabbanon, we have the right to rely on this chazakah. And therefore, when a child, a bar mitzvah bacher, wants to go and daven for the amud, we let him and we don't start doing bedikos. On the other hand, when you're dealing with a doraisa, if you want to buy a pair of tefillin from a very young sefer, still halacha is, we are not soymich on a chazakah d'rabba. It's a shayla of a doraisa, a katan cannot write tefillin, and therefore, until we do a bedika, until we verify that not only is he 13 years old, but he also has simone gadlos, the halacha is you cannot be samech on it, and you have to assume he still is a katan. B'diyeved, there's a whole machlokes, the Be'er Halacha brings down from the Noidim Yudin and the Prima Gadim, that b'diyeved, if you can't check, the sefer skip down, the b'diyeved is kosher. Rukiva Eger, on the other hand, argues the Be'er Halacha is not machriya. But certainly, l'chadchila, if you have the opportunity to check, you would have a chiv to do so. Where does that leave us in Dine Mamonos? What happens if you buy something from a young fellow? He's a bar mitzvah bacher, but you don't know it hasn't been established whether or not he has simonim. So by Durabbanon, we're samech on the chazaka d'rabba, we say if he's 13 years old, he's probably a gadol. By doi raisa, we're not. We're choshesh, maybe he's still a katan. What happens when there's a shaila in Dine Mamonos? So over here, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's Davar Pashut, and he's really basing it on the Mechaber in the beginning of Siman Lamed Hey and the Shaar Mishpat there, that by Mominus we're Samech on the Chazaka. And once they're 13 years old, we can assume you're a Gadol, and you don't have to do any further Bedikas. However, the Marchash and others, and Siman Lamed Hey, in the beginning of Siman Lamed Hey, it's really even better over there, you check later, but many argue, and many say, HaMoitzi Mechaveh Avaraya. If you buy something from a bar mitzvah bacher, and if it's not proven, if he did not do bedikus to prove that he has simonim, then the mochzik is going to win, and you will not be able to moitzi mamon, even though there is a chazaka the rabba, you would have to actually prove he is a gadol. Once they're older, once already his beard is growing in, there already you don't have to do bedikus. There it's clear that he has a din of a gadol. But before then, if you're dealing with doing business with someone who is still baby-faced, there is a shaila whether you can be soymech on this chazaka. Now this concept of a gadol really needs a bit of an explanation. The reason why a katan can't sell something is he's nai bar das. He doesn't have the maturity, he doesn't have the intellectual capability to make a rational decision. Now, many of you here have a mitzvah bachur. Did any of you notice that the day of his bar mitzvah, he suddenly became intelligent and responsible? You don't have to answer that question if your kids are here. So very often not. And the answer is that the Rosh points out that the Shiurim in the Torah are halachah l'moshe misinai. It doesn't mean that their punkt on this day, suddenly we notice he becomes a bar das. It's halachah l'moshe misinai, it's a loy plug. This is the cutoff. Before then, he's considered a katan, regardless of how intelligent he may be. And afterwards, he's considered a gadol, regardless of how unintelligent he may be. Chassam Sofer has a fascinating tshuva. A person had an animal that was about to give birth. It was a bechor. So in order to avoid this, the offspring having the kedusha of a bechor, what people did is they would sell the animal to a goy. A goy is not chayiv in the matnas kuno. The animal that's the calf or the offspring, it has no kedusha. So that's what they did. Now, unfortunately, what this person ran into two problems. The first problem that he had was that he went to the first goy that he found. He found this big zunta goy. What he didn't realize is that this big fellow was really not bar mitzvah yet. He was a katan. So if he's a katan, you sold your animal to a katan. The mechira is not a good mechira. So then the animal belongs to you, and now the bechor should have a kedusha of a bechor. The second problem that he did is in the kinyonim. We all know that with kinyonim, when you're selling anything to a goy, there's a whole machlokes, what kind of kinyon you need to make. And anyone that was ever there and saw his rav selling l'chametz to the goy, we pile on, we do every kinyon. We do a kesev, kinyon mashicha, kinyon agav, kinyon. We use all of them. Because every kinyon you do with a goy, you have some sort of shiloh. Here, what they did is they did a handshake. They did something which it was the sitomta. It was normally used in the marketplace as a kinyan, but it wasn't a regular kinyan deraisa. They didn't do kesev, they didn't do mashicha, they didn't do any of the regular kinyan. And the shayla that came to Chassam Sofer was, what do you do in such a case? Zakht Chassam Sofer, tremendous fetish. This guy was a big, brawny fellow who the seller thought that he was a gadol. He was a very mature, he came across very mature, very and responsible. He also had simanim. He was big. He had that wasn't the issue. What's the problem? The problem was he wasn't bar mitzvah. Zakht Chassam Sofer. This idea that you have to be 13 years old to be a gadol. A day before you're 13, it doesn't matter how smart or how many simanim you have, you're cotton. A day afterwards, as long as you have a simanim, you become a gadol. That's halacha l'moshe misinai for klal yisrael. When you're dealing with a goy, there's nothing special about age 13. Whenever he has simanim, whenever he matures, he's a gadol. Whenever, if he doesn't have simanim, he's still a kohen. There's nothing special about the age 13. And the truth is, Tak, if you think about it, I don't know about you, but I was never invited to a goy's bar mitzvah. Now this really explains why. There's nothing special about bar mitzvah. Once he has simanim, he becomes a gadol. If he doesn't have simanim, he's still a kohen. So Zakht Chassam Sofer is because this goy, even though he was less than 13, since he had simanim, since he had the das of a gadol, the kinyan could be chal. But Chassam Sofer says he's not so sure in this case. Because if you did a good kinyan, you did mashicha, you did kesef, you did a kinyan that'll work in the Torah, so you have a kinyan, he's a gadol, everything's wonderful. But over here, the Chassam Sofer says you didn't do a kinyan. What did you do? You shook hands. You did something which is a sitomta. It's treated as a kinyan in halacha because in the marketplace it's treated as a kinyan. We discussed this way back when we discussed kinyanim, that anything which is considered, which people treat as affecting a transaction, that becomes a kinyan in halacha, that's a situmta. Zakht Chassam Sofer, it's true when you go out in the streets and you do this handshake, the goyim consider this, everyone considers this a kinyan. But if you do this handshake with a child, is that considered a kinyan in the marketplace? If you go to court, and this is a 12-year-old child that you did this kinyan with, are they going to recognize this as a good kinyan? Zakht Chassam Sofer? No. Because b'dinehem, until they're 13 or 18, whatever their cutoff is, you can't make a kinyan with such a person. So he says, Manoshach, if you go l'halacha, midoraisa, it's true he has a din of a gadol, midoraisa, there's no kinyan. The minog is to treat this as a kinyan. He said you can't use that minog for more than the goyim do. And since the minog, there's no such a minog as you doing such a kinyan with a child, so he says you're going to be stuck. And he's mitzayah to say that it's not a good kinyan, and this animal would have the kedusha of a bechor. So be that as it may, midoiraisa kolzman a child is not a gadol. The halacha is he cannot buy, he cannot sell. Now that does not mean children cannot own anything. Clearly, if a father dies and he leaves over ketanim, the children get the yerusha, because they are the problem here is children are not allowed. They don't have das. They can't go ahead and they can't make a kinyan. They can't buy something. My she'en ken yerusha, which is passive, it just happens on its own. There, it's not a question of das. You don't need any mental capacity, and therefore, it certainly would belong to the child. The Ktzayis adds that if a child works, you owe him wages. There, he does not have to do a regular Maisa Kenyan. There, he's just being paid money that's due to him. There, the Ktzayis says that also he would own it and it would not be a problem. What we also find is the concept of Zachin L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav. If I want to give a gift to somebody, and the person is not there, so the concept of Zachi, I can go over to a third person and say, listen, I want to give a gift to Yankel. Here, take this money or take this item and be zoich in it on behalf of Yankel. And that's a concept of zochim la'adam shalai b'fanav. The same way it works by a gadol, it will work by a kohen as well. And a child, even if he's only a day old, if you do a zchiyah, if you give it to someone else on his behalf, it will be kohen to him and he will own it. The Rambam takes this a step further and says that if you give a present to the child, even if you give it directly to him, there's no other person involved, there's no one other person making a kinyan. If you hand a present to a child, there's das acheres makne, you're being makne to him, there a child can make a kinyan. The problem with a child making kinyanim is only either in a case of mekach u'memkar, where he's buying or selling, there it's a two-way trade, you're not just giving him a present, there he has to pay for it in exchange. That exchange, that tmura, that you give me this and I will pay you, that is something which a kohen is allowed by das, and that will not work. On the other hand, if he just wants to receive a present, where there's das acheres makne and zchiyo, the Rambam puts the two together, again, there's a discussion what the shaykh is, but when you have das acheres and you have zchiyo, there the child could be zoich in it. It's buying and selling, where in exchange for this item, he's neschayev to pay something in return. They already, he doesn't have das, and that will not work. And because of that, there's a fascinating discussion whether you can do pidyon haben with a kohen who is a kohen. Now over there, on one hand, there's das acheres makne. You're giving the kohen, you're giving the child the money. Das acheres makne, the kinyan should work. On the other hand, and this is what the Tzais is busy with from Agoyis Maimoni, there. The das acheres makne usually is I am giving something to the kohen. Over here, where it is, it's not really where matnas aniyim, which is there's only tevas anoa is not mamon. It could be there's a chesaron in the das acheres makne. So there's a whole discussion. It's a chayv over there. It could be it's like schiros. It's not for now. But the bottom line is, as far as min d'oraisa, a child can only get it when it's a matana, when there's either zochin or das acheres makne. This is all midoraisa. Midoraisa, if it's a child cannot buy or sell, they could receive a present. A gadol, the day after they become a gadol, can buy, sell anything they want. They're ma'isam arkayim. That, although this is halacha midoraisa, we find there are three separate takanos midrabanon that will drastically change these halachas. The first halacha is the gezel b'nei darkei shalom. If a child is walking down the street, and he finds something. So halacha, he picks it up. Midaraisa, is it his? No. Midaraisa, a child has no das, he cannot make a kinyan. There's no das acheres makne, no one's giving it to him as a present. And therefore, midaraisa, it's still hefker. And if you see, if you see a child pick up a wallet, midaraisa, you can go over to the child, grab the wallet away, and it's yours. It's still hefker. However, as you can imagine, if that was the halacha, this could create serious problems. You could have people, you would have people, the child would be upset, the father would be upset, and therefore, b'nei darkei shalom, it is gezel midivrehem. It's a takana midrabanon, and it has a din of at least lechatchila of gezel. Now, there is a machlokes ha'poskim, at what age does this apply? The Shach and the Ktzois both learn that there's no age limit. Even a 3 or 4 year old child, even you know, clearly has no das. Once they pick it up in Midak Hashalom, it will be theirs. Others argue. The Nesivus argues. He says he needs a certain minimal level, but this is already a machlokes apoiskim. This is the first takon that a child by a mitzia, even if it's sitting there on the floor, midrabanan, when you pick it up, there will be gezel midivrehem. The second takana, which we're going to talk about a bit more, comes from the Mishnah in Gittin and Daf Nun Tes. And the Mishnah says that ha-pu'utois mekchon mekach u'memkari memkar mimetaltalin. Pu'utois, if you have a child, they can buy and sell metaltalin. Now, what is the definition of pu'utois? What age do you need? So the Gemara gives a number of shiurim. They're different. Anywhere between 6 and 10 years old is the range of how of the youngest age for a child sale to be a good sale. Now the Gemara explains it's not a machlokes. It's kol echad lufi churfei. You need a certain basic level of understanding. Once a child has this basic level of understanding, then if he wants to buy or sell metaltalin, midrabanon the mekach is a good mekach. Now, it's actually interesting. The Gemara says, when the Gemara talks about the ages, there are three different sheets. The first sheet that says you have to be 6 or 7. The next sheet that says 7 or 8. And the other sheet is 9 or 10. So each sheet gives a range. 6 or 7, 9 or 10, there's a range of 2 years. What's this range? What's this range of 2 years? It's called Echlefi Churfa. You need a certain level of das. So Yad Ramah explains very nicely. He says, when does a child become a gadol? Midaraisa. So it depends. A boy becomes a gadol by bar mitzvah when he's 13. A girl becomes a gadol when she's 12, a year earlier. Zogdi Yad Ramah, these ranges, 6 or 7, means a girl could be considered a gadol as early as 6. A boy can be a gadol as early as 7. But 6-year-olds for a boy, that's not possible. Now, what is the pshat in this takana? If a child doesn't have das, if we can't trust them to make rational decisions, why did Chazal come along and say that pu'utos, from even the age of 6 or 7, their mekach is a good mekach? So the Gemara explains, is mishum kidei chayiv. This is in order for these children to be able to survive. The case is talking about these are yosaimim. There's no one to take care of them. They don't have a father. They don't have an apotropos. So if they couldn't buy or sell, no one will do business with them. No one will sell them any food. And kidei chayav, in order for them to be able to survive, Chazal made a takana, they have the right to sell metaltalin, kidei chayav. Now some places can say it's only kidei chayav. They can only sell it what they absolutely need to survive. If they want to go ahead and they want to start buying and selling and, you know, opening up a business and start and do other transactions, they can't. It's only kidei chayav. Most places can reject this chiluk and they say loy plug. Although the reason for this takana is kidei chayav, once they made the takana across the board, they can buy and sell. However, this applies only when the child does not have an apotropos, or he does not have a father that is supporting him. There, kidei chayav, we need to make this takana. If he has a father, if he has an apotropos, if he's under bar mitzvah, his mekach is not a good mekach. Let's talk about a very practical case. You own a grocery store. Every week, there's a child in the neighborhood who gets an allowance. What's the first thing he does when he gets his allowance? He runs to your store and buys himself some candy. Is that mekach a good mekach? Now, if he's over bar mitzvah, wonderful. He's a gadol. But if they're under bar mitzvah, the halacha is, they don't have the lav bnei das, the mekach is not a good mekach. This halacha of pu'utos, that a child who's 6 or 7 years old, when you're buying metaltalin, it's a good sale. That's only for a yosim, someone who has no apotropos. On the other hand, if he has parents, if there's someone who's taking care of him, he cannot buy or sell. So l'chayra, your child, when they become bar mitzvah, can go over to the store, pull out all the receipts of all the candy they've bought over the past 10 years, and demand a refund. The mekach is not a good mekach. What? Very good. So the storekeeper will say, no problem. You're right. The sale is not a good sale. I'll be happy to give you a refund, but give me back the chocolate bars. And since you can't, but that's not so simple. Because when the child took the chocolate bar, they were a cotton. What did they do? They took the chocolate bar. Now, the sale itself, we're saying, is batel. There's no das, it's not a sale. So the storekeeper owes the money back. Now, what's he selling the cotton? It's true I owe you the money because it was not a good sale. You owe me the chocolate bars. But is that true? If a child is mazik something while he's a child, is he responsible? If your son is playing baseball and slams a grand slam straight through your neighbor's window, does he have to pay for the damage? So Maker Hadin, Pash just no. He's a kohen. He's not responsible for his actions. So, oh, very good, very good. So there's a Hagoyis Ashri in Achoyvel that says, and there's a Sefer Chassidim that also sounds like that, that seems to say that a child, when he grows up, does have a chiyuv to pay. Others say it's not a chiyuv, but Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, the right thing to do is to pay for the hezekus that you caused. So if you follow this Hagoyis Ashri, you hold as a chiyuv Maker Hadin, then you're right. Then the storekeeper can tell the cotton, it's true, the sale's not a good sale, I have to give you a refund. But you're a mazik. You ate all these 30 chocolate bars. You have to pay me for the hezek, so we can call it a wash. On the other hand, according to the Trumas Hadesh and according to the others, that it's only a lotzei sidei shemayim, the child really has a decision to make. If the child can say, listen, this sale that I bought is nothing. You owe me the money back. Now, I'm a mazik, I ate the chocolate bar. Okay, so I have a chiv lotzei shemayim. I'm not ready to be a mekayim it, but I want you to reimburse me or give me back the money that you took from me. And he would have the right to do it. Now the Shvus Yaakov has a little bit of a pshara. Shvus Yaakov says that although a kohen is pater when he's mazik, he's not responsible for his actions, that's only the child is playing baseball, he smashes a ball through a window, he's a mazik, he's pater. On the other hand, Zakta Shvus Yaakov, when the child is nene from the hezek, there he says there's a chiyuv to pay. So according to the Shvus Yaakov, in this case, since the child was nene from eating the chocolate bar, so there, even when he becomes older, he would have a chiyuv to pay. That's true. It was a voluntary transaction that you're willing to give the child the chocolate bar in exchange for the cash. On the other hand, when we find out that this was a mistake, the child didn't have the mental capacity, he's entitled to the cash back, you were not giving this chocolate bar as a present. And you find other cases as well, where if there's a mekach tois, and the buyer uses the item and damages the item, then even though the seller voluntarily allowed him to use it, he thought it was a good sale, once the deal is undone, the buyer, Nesivas holds, will have to pay it for the damage that was caused. That's true, but neither of them did. It's true. If the moicher knew the din, so okay, yesh lodoy, maybe it's ma'abed m'mayne b'das. But even so, I don't know if that takes away the fact the child is a mazik at the end of the day, not with bad intentions, but the child took my chocolate bar and destroyed it. So that if bottom line is they're a mazik, we have this machlokes where there's a chiyuv maker at dinner, maybe just a lotzei sidei shemayim to pay. What? Unless you're going to tell, okay, if you're going to argue that the storekeeper knew that the kinyan is not a good kinyan, he'd give it. Okay, so by a show of hands, how many people knew this halacha 15 minutes ago? So I don't know whether you can say that he should have known. By kedushin, you makada someone, you have such svaros, but in a case where people don't know the halacha, I don't think that would be true. Now, you also, this only applies when the money actually belongs to the child. If the money belonged to the parent sent the child to the store to buy something, although in Hilchus Kinyonim it's not a good Kinyon, when the child does Mashicha Hagbah, it's nothing, there's no Kinyon. But this, just like if I tell a store, I say, listen, I want to buy milk, take the milk, put it on the street, and I'll pay you for it. So midin arvus, once you put it in harm's way for my benefit, I will have to pay you. So if I send a message, give this chocolate bar, give these groceries to a child, and I'll pay for it, then certainly the parents would have to pay for it. But not als kinyan, als arvus. But if the child has their own money and they go ahead and they decide to buy the chocolate bar, then I don't see why the kinyan should be a good kinyan. Oh, very good. So okay, if the apotropos knows about it, so there we find that if you apotropos knows about it and is maskim to it, then the deal could be a good deal. Which means if the parent knows exactly what the child's doing with the money or that he's going and blowing it on Nash, then erchami, that could be the equivalent of authorization, and then it would be kayim. But if he doesn't know about it or is not happy with it, then the kinyan l'chari would not be a good kinyan. No, according to the Shvus Yaakov. According to the Shvus Yaakov, if he stole it and he was nanah from it, then he would have a chiyuv to give it back. On the other hand, if he stole it and then he lost it, then there would be no chiyuv. He has to have actual hana. But eating it is certainly a hana, and therefore, according to the Shvus Yaakov, there would be a chiyuv to make good when it becomes a gadol.
What's the actual svara, the ones behind the chiyuv to pay back what's the Shvus Yaakov?
It's a good question. I don't know, but what it seems is that although a child is not a bar chiyuva, it doesn't mean he has absolutely no seichel, and therefore a kobar motzis de shemayim. If he knows he did an avla, there's a taina on him, and he should epis do tshuva. I would suggest, although we don't have a right, this is in the chabur it was a discussion. If a 3-year-old child is mazik, it could be this halacha would not apply. When they have absolutely no das. But once they have a certain level of das, it's a chiddush, but they seem that there is al kopan and mechiv otis de shemayim. Okay. It could be. And the truth is, an allowance has another issue, that it's not so posh for a father or a parent to be mezaka money to a child. If a third party gives it, it's das acheres machna, it'll be his. But when it's the father, there again, it's a whole. It's really a sugya in more in Arachayim. They're getting mizaki and giving him an eruv. But it's not so. Since machlokes rishayim, and whether you can give your own money to your child, in which case the allowance case might still belong to you, where this might not be an issue. On the other hand, if the child, if the child's grandfather or someone else gave him a present, he goes ahead and takes it and blows it on candy. There we have this shaila. Yeah, so if it still exists, then because the kinyan is not a good kinyan. If the kinyan is batel, then just like if it was lost and it's in the street, he'd have the right to take it back. If it's in the child's hand, he would also have the right to demand it back. But the candy bar is long gone. The only thing remaining are a few cavities. Excuse me? No, it wouldn't make a difference. And many of the schools, I don't know about your children, but my children, when they come home with candy and they start trading, and he's 2 chocolate bars for 6 lollies, so an hour or two later, inevitably, one of the children wants to back out. Now, al pi halacha, they have the right to. Now, with my kids, they're always busy. One that says, you're mechusar amono, there's a kinyan. They know all of those halachas, but reish lama, hey, they never learned. And al pi halacha, they can do all the kinyanim, it could be ayinah and not ayinah, but they're ktanim, and they don't have the right to make this barter. And any of them afterwards could say the deal. I'm a lav bar das. It's true. I agreed to trade, but I changed my mind. So I don't know if he's mechuyev to be choishes that it belongs to the child. I don't know. Tzorich in ladino. But if it belongs to the parent sends the child and go buy yourself a candy. You learned well. There's obviously no problem. Whether in Sveikas he's mechuyev to be choishes, I don't know. Oh, no, because the problem over there is das acheres makne, that you're being makne to him. Now, if it's coming from the father, we have that machlokes. But, we'll get to that later. But Esther, we really have two issues. The first question is why it became the cuttings in the first place. And that, the simple answer is das acheres makne. It's a present. You're not charged. If you give it to him as a present, we said by das acheres makne, if you give something to your child, it's a good kinyan. Now again, if it's a father giving it, we have to don. But certainly, if someone else gives the present to a child, even though he's a kohen, das acheres makne will mean that it's his midoraisa. The problem what we're going to deal with, and we'll get to that next week in Mirat Hashem, is the other way around. Once there's a takana of pu'utos, once midirabbanon, you could sell mitaltalin, why can't the child give it back to you? Now again, if there's a father and there's an apotropos, it could be there's no such halacha. But that's the style of a kinyan derabbanon helping for the rice, so that... Good. That means you're not giving it to him. But if you give it to him that it's his, if you want to give it to him to hold and say it's not yours, that's fine. But if you give it to him, take it, b'yoytz the lochem, then you can't. The problem is getting it back.
So I'm going to ask perhaps if it doesn't come from the giver.
Okay, good. That's the eitzes. We'll have to the issue we will deal with next week as far as the kinyan derabbanan and the deraisa, how it plays itself out. But Me'ikra'idin, the problem that he's pointing out is Dasach Eres Makna works even mid-daraisa by a ka'an, according to most Paiskim. To give it back is at most this Takana Durabana of Pu'utais, where number one, Takana doesn't always apply. Number two, we have a discussion whether a Takana is enough to be Yoitza Achiv Doraisa. And that's for next week. But anyway, so getting back to this halacha, what the Mishnah is saying is that a child of Pu'utais, once you hit the age, anywhere between 6 and 10, depending on their maturity, midrabbanon, they have the right to buy and sell, but it's only metaltalin. They do not have the right to buy or sell or sell karka. Even metaltalin, we said, it is only when a person does not have an apotropos, he's not supported by anybody. Now, as far as what the age is, so again, there's a range in the Gemara between 6 and 10, and the Gemara says it depends how mature the child is. There is a machlokes whether the counterparty has a chiyuv to check. Certainly, if it's a 6 or 7 or 8 year old, there's a chiyuv to check. Once a child is 10, the Ramah brings down there are some shitas that hold. You can assume he's hit this maturity level, because a standard 10 year old qualifies for pu'utos, and therefore you do not have to ask any questions. Once they're 10, you can just sell it or buy it from him. Less than that, you can't just do. You have to first see how mature the child is. You have to strike up a discussion before he buys the candy bar. You have to strike up a conversation with him. You can talk to him about politics or whatever it is, and make sure that he has a certain level of charifos. Correct. If he's correct. This is only in the context of the fact of that he's a yasim and has no one taking care of him. If he does have someone taking care of him, then any sale that he does or any deal that he does at the end of the day will be completely batal. Now there's another interesting discussion. There's a sugya where there's a halacha that if a person sells a debt, the halacha is he can be moichel it afterwards. Now there's a discussion, there's a machlokes, shachin, tzoyis, and simin, samach vav. A person sold a debt. A person sold a debt, he died. And the discussion whether the yosoyim are allowed to be moichel the debt. So the shach says, yes. The yosoyim is, talking about a case of pu'utais, they were 6 or 7 or whatever it was, they had the maturity. So the same way they can sell something, the same way they can give a present, they can also be moichel something. So a cotton, as long as there are pu'utos, has the right to be moichol l'choiv. Yeah, so there's a discussion about ishtar choiv. But certainly if there's no achrayis nechasim, it's metatlin, but there's a truvus arash that talks about it. They're right. Zok the k'tzois, it's not going to work. Because why does the cotton have the right to give a present? Is it midaraisa? They're a cotton, they can't do anything. Midrabbanan kidei chayov chazal mei takana. You have the right to go ahead, buy, sell, give a present, be moichel. Zok d'ktzoyis, and it's also based on halacha over here in Reish Lamed Hei. That's only true when you're buying, you're selling, you're giving a present. When you're going ahead and you're doing an iser, you're doing something shaloi kedin, chazal never gave you the koyach to go ahead and give away something or do a deal that's going to be shaloi kedin, that's an avla to someone else. Dr. Ktsois, since over here by the Yisayim being Moichel, the Choyv, the buyer is going to lose out. There, so in such a case, Chazal never made such a takana, and you do not have the right to be Moichel. And again, the Poisim point out, normally when there's a Kenyan Durabbanon, we don't make such Chalukim. Normally when there's a Kenyan Durabbanon, once there's a Kenyan Durabbanon, it's treated like a regular Doraisa. But in such a case, where really it's not a question of a Kenyan, really these people, their actions are nothing, there's no Das. There, Chazal only gave them koyach in certain limited cases, where it's kedei chayav, where there's a point to what they're doing. When they're being over in Isser, there, this halacha will not apply. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Are there any questions? No, it's not a question. Nekach Tois is, there's a sale, there's a mistake. A mistake, when it hits certain level, is Mekach Tois, and you can undo this deal. This is not Mekach Tois. This is not a Mekach. Nothing happened. You thought you were selling it. But because the child doesn't have the mental capacity to enter into this transaction, the Kenyan was never a Kenyan. You never had the right to use the money. He never had the right to touch the candy bar. So there we don't don mekach toyus, toyus, not toyus. We don nothing, we realize today nothing ever took place. And once it never took place, you have to give back the candy bar, I have to give back the money, and if we can't give back the candy bar, we have to deal in the realm of mazik.
Because you could say nothing took place, but in the historian, he gave
him
chocolate, you could say that's
correct. He gave him the chocolate in exchange with the expectation he's going to get paid for it. Now that he's not getting paid for it, I think it's clear the storekeeper is in the candy business. He's not there to give out free chocolates.
Right, it's the same as the same
din. His mistake came from ignorance of the din. But what's clear today is he would not have given this present to the child had he known that he was not getting compensated for it. And since, it was given as a mekach, not as a matana. So the fact that mekach is batel doesn't mean we now have das for a matana. But I'm not so sure you're allowed to. Wait a second. Let's take a step back. Let's assume let's put aside this fact that maybe the parents agree and maybe there's a. Let's assume your whole clientele. You run a candy store in an orphanage. Every child that comes in, they have a few dollars or a few cents, and they're children. They don't know any better, so they take their money and they blow it on chocolate. Does it make a difference whether they're going to come back to you later or not? It could be. They don't have the das. Right now, you're taking their money. You're using it. You're taking a child's money and basically stealing it. Now, you're not stealing it because they gave it to you voluntarily, but they're lav bar das. They don't have the ability to make this decision. You're using it shalei kedin. Even if when they become bar mitzvah, they don't make a macha. So we'll see next week. In certain halachos, when you don't make a macha, once you make a macha, you're ratifying the deal, and that's it. Over here, there is no deal to ratify. It was nothing. There was no. There's la bar das. You gave the candy bar to a shaita. So even if he doesn't come back to you, you took his money like you did. Now, if he remembers when he's a gadol and he's meichel you, the same way you can be meichel a bank robber, you can be meichel someone who took money from a child. But it needs a mechila. Just the fact that he doesn't come back to you. No. When you give money to a child, so it's true when he's holding on to it, when you have money which you hand to a child, there's a din of aved midas, that you've put it at risk. On the other hand, if a child owns something and now someone sees it, it could be anyone has and it comes to the storekeeper's hand, I would say at that point it could be as a shaymer aved. Okay, so that's far I hear. If it was given for him to him to buy candy, good. Then the apotropis is giving him rishus to do it. Apotropis has the right to say, "I want to do the deal." On the other hand, if the grandparent gave him money and thought he was going to putting it in the bank to save up for when he gets a little older, and the child just takes it and runs to a candy store, we have this problem. The parents never became a shomer if it was given directly to the child. If it was given to the parents handed it to the child, then you can don al tzilchus shmirah. But I said, the mitzvahs of what you have to be choshish for or not, I don't know. I don't know, but that I can hear a svara that if the child is coming in, he probably didn't steal it, or he probably got it from the father, Apotropos gave it to him to buy the candy. I can hear such a svara. But we're discussing the Ikar HaDin. Ikar HaDin is that if the child does it on his own, he takes money that belongs to him. The mekach is not a good mekach.
The bottom line is the storekeeper is a takah gadol.
We have this svara that it might be the parent. That it means if it's clear that it's a child's money, Someone he got the right answer. His Rebbe handed him a dollar. You did great. Here's the dollar. Child takes the dollar, goes to the canteen, and buys a soda. That Kenyan is not a good Kenyan.
So I'm saying it turns out that it's a gossip, that the storekeeper.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not a Kenyan. Again, it's putois. It's what? It's not a gay. He's a cotton. He's a cotton. So that's what he said. A cotton that's mazik or steel when he gets older may have a chiyavot as day shemayim. But migra I didn't. You can't be mechay of him. Okay. I hope nobody here owns a candy store. Right. Depends how they got it. Depends who gave it to them. They were in school. Their Rebbe gave them, you know, there was a siyum and someone gave it to them. That's a cheres makna.